Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum, and welcome to another edition of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Suleiman Yusuf, Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1 p.m. It's just gone 8 minutes past to 12 Central African time. Today we're going to be talking about how to build your confidence and how to achieve a success in this world and in this life. You know, sometimes various factors, and we go through life. When we're growing up, we go through school, primary school, we go through high school. Some of us have the opportunity of going through to tertiary education. But when we are growing up as youngsters, you know, we are so involved in this world. Do we actually realize what do we actually want in this life? And, you know, what do we have any plans going forward? Like, do we have this mindset that, okay, you know what, after school, I'm going to become a doctor, or I'm going to become a lawyer? Obviously, you can study through correspondence. You know, we at the Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Mufti Sahab's the sentiments that he's totally against these universities and people going to universities. So it is obviously you can go through correspondence, but that's nonetheless, do we ever have like a plan in place? Like, do we know what we're going to do? Because growing up, you know, as you're growing up, you're thinking, hey, you know what, life is just amusement. But we don't realize that when we're growing up and we're looking at things, obviously we're going to go through that change. And we say, ah, you know what, my parents will sort it out. We'll go through the schooling life, but we don't realize that there is a life after school. And that, my respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, that's when life actually hits you. And it gives you a wake-up call. So there's seven different things, right? Seven different points that one can actually look at and see how can one achieve or become successful in this life, right? So the first one is you need to increase your confidence by taking action. When you see something, now when you're in school and you say, okay, you know what, I'm going to do, I'm going to take maybe a business course. I'm going to do economics, business economics and accounting. Right? Because you already know that you've got this mindset that right after school, I want to do something like business management. So by you having this confidence in you that you're going to take the action. There's two authors, Katie Kay and Claire Shipman, authors of the book called The Confidence Code, wrote a stellar article for The Atlantic on the subject, highlighting scads of studies have found that a wide confidence gap exists between the sexes. And they also point out that the success is just as dependent on the confidence as its competence. What was their conclusion? The low confidence results in inaction. So taking action and taking responsibility bolsters one's belief in one's ability to succeed. So if you have that confidence in you, and you know what, it's never too late to become something and to achieve something in life. If you have that confidence, then say, like, you know what, okay, now from today I'm going to do this year. I'm going to do 1, 2, 3. You have to have that, as we would say, we have that faith and you're keen in yourself that, you know what, I'm going to do this here and I'm going to stick to it. Because generally, I believe, and it's tried and tested, that if you do something for more than 3 days, you will achieve it lifelong. But the moment you give it up on the fourth or the fifth day, you are going to drop and you're going to forget about it. Some people call it hyperfixation, that you know, you're just going through that motion at the time, and you, it's just like a novelty that you want to do, right? But you have to keep on going with what you started. So for example, right, maybe many of us, including myself, we hardly read the Quran. You know, only we call ourselves Ramadan Quran readers. But once we take out the Quran each day and read, start with reading a ruku a day. Start by reading one ruku, one page. But make sure you read something. And inshallah, you know, slowly, gradually, you will see that you will start increasing your recitation of the Quran. And try and also get some Islamic literature that you can read. And then slowly, slowly, you'll see, like after 3-4 days, you will start to see how the barakah will come. Yeah? So that's what they mean by increasing your confidence by taking action. So now you know that you're going to do this year and you're going to go forward with it. The second one is broaden your authenticity. When they say broaden your authenticity, is much sought after leadership trait. So you don't need to put yourself in a bubble, in a cocoon. You must show yourself that you must broaden. Say, you know what, I'm not only restricting myself to one thing. You must try and put your hands here. You must try different things. Like, okay, you know what, I'm going to try memorizing a few verses of the Quran, and go and read up Mishkat Sharif, for example, or the Fazail Amal, or the Bulughul Maram, different ahadith, different books, where you can slowly, slowly learn. Don't confine yourself to one thing. You broaden your horizon and broaden your authenticity. So when you know when people start talking about these things, then you got an understanding, right? And you understand what they are saying because why? You have read Islamic literature on this here. You have understood what it is, you know? Even if you want to try something new, like, you know, we got our recipe segment at 12:30. Who would have thought? No one, not even myself. I wouldn't have thought that, you know what, a day would come in my life where I will be on air, where I will be doing a recipe segment, where I will be doing the speaking on radio like this year, having my own show, doing the news, all these different things. I would have never thought in my life that I would be in radio doing all these things. So that's how you broaden your authenticity, you broaden your horizon, and you try and do things more and more and learn new things. We are always learning from the cradle to the grave. We must seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. And that's how we will start learning all the time. There's always something that we learn. Right? Then improve your social skills. Now, when you go out in the public, you see people. Some of us, I know, are very shy, and we tend to like to be at home. But obviously, you have to learn how to communicate with people. You have to speak to them, ask them about their different views and opinions, and you will see how you will become better in speaking. You become more confident, and that's when your confidence level will peak and will rise. You see? So that's how you'll understand. And I hope, on speaking on that level, I hope that our Maulana is available today, because for the past 2 days, or 3 days, he's been ducking and diving us. But I don't know, inshallah, let's see. We'll see. Give me an opportunity. And back to this year, we're doing the improve your social skills. You will, and you know, I was speaking to Maulana Zaid, and I was asking him, like, you know what, Maulana, how do you speak? You know, you're one person. You have nobody else to speak to on air. How do you do it? He said, well, you know, being an alim and you're going in madrasa, you go through these things and they teach you how to build your confidence. And look at it, how it, even in the madrasa, they teach you this confidence and the social skills as to how You can learn how to speak to different people. You got so many other speakers, imams, that you know on a daily, on Fridays, or when you go to different lectures, you hear these people, how you think to yourself, you sit and you listen to their bayans, right? And you think to yourself, how do these people actually, where do they get the confidence? Because you look at them and you see and you hear them speak with so much of authority, and you ask yourself, how do they actually do it? Like for me, I can't go in front of a public audience and start speaking. Here I'm behind the mic, I got nobody else. I only got Molana Zaid, yeah? And I hope, Molana, are you ready today? Yeah?
To you, Chi.
Are you ready today? You're not going anywhere?
No. We're with you today for a few minutes, Chi.
For a few minutes. Yeah, we've got about 10 minutes, so we're going to do our recipe segment after that.
Chi.
Molana, I was just telling the listeners, we were on point number three, the 7 things that how to improve or to become successful in life, right? So the first one we discussed is how to increase your confidence by taking certain actions.
Chi.
Right, so I was saying, when you, for example, right, they say increase your confidence by taking action. Now, some of us, right, we hardly read the Quran.
Hmm.
We only take out the Quran when it comes Ramadan time.
Hmm.
Let's be honest, right?
True.
So I was saying, at least we take out 15 minutes or half an hour. Not even half an hour. 15 minutes to start with, right? Read one ruku a day.
Gee.
Because they say that if you do something for 3 days, then chances are that you're going to continue it for the rest of your life. But you have to keep at it. So I said, you know what, if you read the Quran 15 minutes a day for like the first 3 days of starting, then you increase it to half an hour. Then you start reading one ruku and you go on and on. Like that day, you increase your confidence by taking that action, right? Then the second point was broadening your definition of authenticity. You mustn't confine yourself to one thing. Like for example, you got Fazail Amal, you've got the Bulugh Al Maram, you've got the Hadith, Muaddith, the 6 points, the Kitab for the 6 points. And then you got the Hizbul Azam. You got many different kitabs that you can read and you can broaden, right? So like when people speak about it, then you will understand, hey, you know what? This is what the Maulana is talking about. I read it here. I remember because of the kitab I read. You know, there's different things that you read to broaden. You don't confine yourself into one cocoon.
Gee.
Where you say, okay, you know what? I'm only going to read this here. I don't want to broaden my horizon. So I just want to stick to this. No. We want to increase in this world and in the akhirat. But Molana will discuss more on the facts of how we can attain success in the akhirat. But I'm just giving this here from a circular perspective, because I'm not at that level to give, I wouldn't call it fatawa, but nasihat from an Islamic perspective.
Gee. So first, I just want to comment on that first portion where you said that we should do things with consistency on those lines. So Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi gives a beautiful example. And if you just understand it like this as an intro, that Shaitan, he understands us. He's been studying us from how many years? From our inception. So he knows how cunning he can, or how he knows that with his cunning ways, how he can deceive us. And see, for us to bring something into our lives, we want it all of a sudden. I just want to become Waliullah overnight, and from zero to hero, basically. But Shaitan knows this, and he'll make you think that you can do it in one night. So you'll first day, you'll overexert yourself, you'll put yourself into different difficulties to make sure. Second day you'll try again. Third day also you'll try again. But over time, you'll see you'll burn out eventually.
Because, you know, Malana, you got, you know, in the beginning where you got that mindset, you got that Josh, you know, that hikmah, like, you know what, like, you know, when you go in Jamaat and you come out like a lion and you got this, you know, you want to go for Jamaat. Monday, Thursday, you're going for Gush, in Gush, waiting for them. You just want to go.
I remember then, when we came back from 4 months, we were, anyone I meet,
you, see the you just want to, the picker is high.
You only want to, don't tell me about dunya, technology, nothing. Only Allah, Allah, Allah. You get irritated with people. You don't want to speak to them because they're only speaking about dunya. Huh. So that's true. But then to balance yourself afterwards. So yeah, there's a few things that's important to know. Shaitan's cunning ways. So he'll want to burn you out so that you don't continue. So we have to deceive him. You can't deceive him. He's our enemy. But he's so cunning, it's hard to deceive him. But the way to overpower him is through the Kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal, what Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us. So gradually, that's the secret. To do it slowly, gradually. And yeah, what I was saying about Mulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi teaches us an important lesson of istiqamah. Suleiman, if I ask you what's istiqamah, maybe you can share with us.
Istiqamah. Istiqamah, I've heard it many a times, but I don't know the actual Islamic definition.
Just
of it.
Simply what you think it is.
Like to stand.
No. Istiqamah. Do things with istiqamah.
With the correct intention.
No, istiqamah is to do things. You are doing it continuously. So you started something, but perform it with istiqamah now.
Okay.
Stick to it. Right. Hold on to it. So, but I don't think most people haven't heard this understanding of istiqamah. So, Mulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi says that, see, you have different, if we understand in these terms, you've got Mazahab, you've got Timbals. So the timetable now for us is between 12 and 1, you have the midday program, right?
Sure.
And you're not going to fit the midday program at 7 to 8. So, because that's not the time for the midday program. Mm. So everything is done accordingly. So, like this, if we have, now he explains it in this sense. If you have a drawer, that's your socks drawer. You're not going to use that socks and put it in another drawer where your topies stay.
Yeah.
So that socks must go back into it. And when you're looking for it, you're going to find it back in that drawer with the socks. Similarly, our schedule for the day, our timetable. So you set aside a time, but every single day at that time, I must fit in my slot, I must fit in my sock in that drawer, like for the example we gave. I must fit in that activity at this time. For the women folk at home, between 9 and 10 every day, I'm going to be cooking, and I'm going to try to get it done in that time, or at least prepare what I'm going to do, the recipe Suleiman will give you now. Then tomorrow, 9 to 10, I know that recipe must, all the ingredients must be there, I must be ready. From 10 to 10:30 every single day from today. So you start with a lesser time, maybe 15 minutes. Every single day, 15 minutes, I'm going to give time to the Quran Sharif. And you stick to it every single day. That slot is for Quran Sharif. I'm not going to put the midday program now at night. Or that's one mistake that we often make, is that I'm going to do it, but at any time of the day. No, you must have a stipulated time. See Mufti AK Sab. Every day after Asr, between Asr and Maghrib, that's his stipulated time to recite Quran Sharif. So it never misses him. And so you stick to that. That's your principle. That's your time now. But, of course, when you remember, Suleiman, when you're starting something, you're trying to cramp in a new activity which you didn't do before. So how do you do that then? Because you've got your normal schedule, which you've probably operating, or if you don't, you're going to set that schedule now, but you have to implement it gradually, slowly, slowly. And then you'll see, you'll get the enjoyment of it, because that's my time with Allah in Kalamullah. Now you'll see Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayhi. His ustad comes to visit him, his teacher comes to visit him, and his teacher knows that this Hazrat Mulana Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayhi, this is his time to do this particular engage in writing, whatever activity he used to do at that time. And he noticed, he says, I understand, the teacher understands, he says, I know that this is your time to do this. And this is mentioned in his kitab where he explains all of these things. So he says that my ustad noticed that my mood is not too well because this is my time to write and it's like sort of causing a conflict here. But respectfully, he doesn't say anything. But the ustad notices it on his face. And he says, I know this is, you can carry on writing and go carry on doing what you need to do. Because I, as ustad, he's saying that I understand when you don't do things accordingly, then it's going to mess up your mizaj, your temperament, and you just not, it's going to spoil your mood. So you carry on and you do what you need to do. What I'm trying to highlight is that time, even if we just learn this for today, that time that we're going to stipulate every single day to recite that Quran Sharif, let's keep it at that time. Even if it's 5 minutes, Haji Suleiman, even if it's 3 verses, I'm saying to the listeners, one ruku, start small, but make sure it's done. Little goes a long way, you say in English. So then you build on it, like you said earlier. You build on it, then you increase one more verse, 2 more verses. Just think about this here. It's not about quantity, it's about quality. And every letter, every word of the Quran Sharif, this is wahi, this is revelation. Don't look at how little it is. Look at the veracity, the importance, the value of the Quran, of every word. And then see, you're not just reading one word. It wasn't just one verse I recited. It was a verse of the Quran Sharif that I recited. So the change of the mindset to say little, but I'm going to do it with happiness and honor. And you kiss the Quran Sharif. You know, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, when it came to the Quran Sharif, kana waqafan in the kitabillah. He used to just pause and freeze. That's why he used to keep the Qurra around him. That they must just read one verse and it alerts him. He goes into it. He's just about to take, retaliate or respond. And one of the Qurra recites something from the Quran Sharif. And then he pauses, goes into this frozen mode. And he says, I'm not going to continue. So this was Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. This is the Quran Sharif. Imagine I said to you, and you said about success in this world and the year after. We're going to speak of recipes now. What's the recipe for success? Recipe for success is in the Quran Sharif. That which is a miracle. That is why Allama Busairi rahimullah, he says this beautifully. And he's got a chapter, and soon we're going to reach that 10 to 11. On a Monday we do this, the repeat plays 10, it's 10 to 11 on a Thursday night. Tonight it will be playing also the repeat. And he goes into the Quran Sharif and speaks about how beautiful the Quran Sharif. He says, لَهَا مَعَانٍ كَمَوْجِ الْبَحْرِ فِي مَدَدٍ. That the Quran Sharif, in terms of its verses and how it's joined, how it's like the waves of the ocean, that gush sound that you get. It goes from one to the next. And Haji Suleiman, I'll just tell you this, then we'll end, inshallah. When my first baby was born, then we used to find different ways to try to put her to sleep when she used to cry. So you download this app. It's got all this about the wave sounds and all of that.
I think it's called the white sounds, Maran.
Gee, so we used to play that for, and she used to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Better than that, we say play Quran Sharif if no one's going to be talking around and that. So you play that is better. But we used to use this, and sometimes it just goes to the next one, but no music or anything. So sometimes there used to be some scary sounds like the fox or something, but we used to just leave it. My wife used to shout me sometimes. She'd say, "You're putting the sound." She's probably freaked out listening to all of this here. So what I'm saying to you, the waves of the ocean, Allama Busairi rahimullah gives this similitude, and he says the verses, how it's connected to one another in terms of its meaning, it's just like the waves of the ocean. It just goes and comes, goes and
call
comes.
Call it a ripple effect, Mawlana. A ripple effect.
Mm. And no machinery, nothing. And that's the beauty of the Quran Sharif. And we were going to speak on the success in this world, but that's going to be taking up the recipe segment. Inshallah, we'll come to that on another day. Next week, Monday, we'll meet with you again.
Inshallah. So we're going to be, now we'll have a part 2, Mawlana.
Inshallah, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Jazakumullah khairan, Haji Sulaiman. We enjoy to be with you and the listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And that was Maulana Zahir Khan discussing the various, from an Islamic perspective, as to how one can be successful in this world and in this and in the akhirah. You know, you say, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyah fi dini wa dunya wa al-akhirah. So, oh Allah, we ask you for afia, we ask you for help to make it easy for us. Fi dini wa dunya wal akhirah. That's one of the du'as that one should constantly be making in your du'as after every fard salah. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilm, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyah fi dini wa dunya wal akhirah. So, inshallah, let us proceed to the recipe segment. Let's see today. We got a few, I think we got about three recipes today. The first recipe is the nachos. I don't know, it's a normal nacho recipe, right? So, inshallah, let's begin with the nacho recipe. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, firstly, you're going to need a 500 gram of cubed chicken fillet. 500 grams of cubed chicken fillet. You're going to need one onion, one cubed tomato, one tablespoon of diced green pepper, one tablespoon of red ginger masala. One teaspoon of green masala. Two level teaspoon salt. 2 tablespoons of cumin. 2 tablespoons of cumin. 1 teaspoon of paprika. 1 teaspoon of paprika. 1/2 packet of thick white onion soup. 1/2 packet of thick white onion soup. 1 large packet of blue Doritos. 1 big packet of blue Doritos. 1 packet of sour cream, cheese and chives. Sour cream, cheese and chives. So the ingredients are 500 gram cubed chicken fillet, 1 onion, 1 cubed tomato, 1 tablespoon diced green pepper, 1 tablespoon red ginger masala, 1 teaspoon green masala, 2 level teaspoon salt, 2 tablespoon of cumin, 1 teaspoon of paprika, 1/2 packet of thick white onion soup, 1 big packet of blue Doritos, sour cream, cheese and chives. In the method, you're going to take the onion, tomato and pepper. You're going to saute the onion, tomato and pepper just until soft. Right? You're going to saute the onion, tomato and pepper just until it's soft. Then you're going to add the chicken and spices. You're going to add the chicken and spices and cook until it's done. You're going to add the chicken and spices and cook until it's done. Then you're going to mix 1 cup. You're going to mix the soup in 1 cup of boiling water. Mix the soup in 1 cup of boiling water and And add to the chicken if it's too thick. If it's too thick, then you're going to add more water. So you're going to add the water, the 1 cup of boiling water. You're going to add it to the chicken. If it is too thick, then you're going to add more water. The chicken must be saucy. You must make the chicken saucy. Then you're going to layer the Doritos. You're going to layer the Doritos, sour cream and cheese. You're going to layer the Doritos, sour cream and cheese. Then you're going to close the pot and remove from the heat. Then you're going to wait for plus to 5 minutes. You're going to wait plus minus 5 minutes for the cheese to melt. Plus minus 5 minutes to wait for the cheese to melt. And then you're going to garnish it with the chives. So that was your nachos recipe. So I'm going to go through it again. You're going to get 500 grams of cubed chicken fillet. You're going to have one onion, one cubed tomato, 1 tablespoon of diced green pepper, 1 tablespoon of red ginger masala, 1 teaspoon of green masala, 2 level teaspoons of salt, 2 tablespoons of cumin, 1 teaspoon of paprika, 1/2 packet of thick white onion soup, then 1 big packet of Doritos, blue Doritos, sour cream, cheese, and chives. Then you're going to saute the onion, tomato, and pepper just until soft. Then you're going to add the chicken and spices and cook until it's done. Then you're going to mix the soup in 1 cup of boiling water and add to the chicken. If the chicken is too thick, then you can add more water. The chicken must be saucy. Then you're going to layer the Doritos, the sour cream and cheese. Then you're going to close the pot and remove from the heat. Wait for about plus minus 5 minutes for the cheese to melt. And then you're going to garnish with the chives and then serve. That was your nachos recipe. Our next recipe is for a Popeye burger. A Popeye burger. It's called a Popeye burger. So you're going to need 1 kilo of chicken fillet rolled out to make it flat and thin. 1 kilo of chicken fillet rolled out to make it flat and thin. You're going to need buttermilk. You're going to need buttermilk. 1 teaspoon black pepper. 1 teaspoon black pepper. 1 teaspoon paprika. 1 teaspoon paprika. 1 teaspoon of garlic powder. 1 teaspoon of garlic powder. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of onion powder. 1 teaspoon of onion powder. 1 teaspoon of mochacho spice. 1 teaspoon of mochacho spice. 1 teaspoon of chicken spice. 1 teaspoon of chicken spice. 1 teaspoon of barbecue spice. 1 teaspoon of barbecue spice. 1 tablespoon of red ginger garlic masala. 1 tablespoon of red ginger garlic masala. And then you're going to have 1 hot sauce. 1 hot sauce. So the ingredients is 1 kilo chicken fillet rolled out to make it flat and thin. Then you're going to have buttermilk. 1 teaspoon of black pepper. 1 teaspoon of paprika. 1 teaspoon of garlic powder. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of onion powder. 1 teaspoon of mochacho spice. 1 teaspoon of chicken spice. 1 teaspoon of chicken spice. 1 teaspoon of barbecue spice. 1 tablespoon of red ginger garlic masala. And a hot sauce. So the method, you're going to add the above ingredients into a bowl and you're going to whisk together. Add the above ingredients into a bowl and whisk together. Add the chicken fillets in and allow to marinate for a few hours. Add the chicken fillet in and allow to marinate for a few hours. In a separate bowl, you're going to add 2 cups of flour, 2 cups of flour, and 2 tablespoons of cornstarch. 2 tablespoons of cornstarch. Before I continue, we got a message that came in. It says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Do you know the origin of nachos? For us, it was in class 2 and standard 1. We had a teacher who used to give us hiding on our ankles, shins with a stick. We used to jump about dancing. Nach in Urdu means to dance. And this teacher used to say, nach, nach, with every shot. So all the boys who got hiding become nachos. That was a very light-hearted moment. Jazakallah khairan to the listener. Then you're going to have 1 teaspoon of black pepper. 1 teaspoon of black pepper. 1 teaspoon of paprika. 1 teaspoon of paprika. 1 teaspoon of garlic powder. 1 teaspoon of garlic powder. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of onion powder. 1 teaspoon of mochacho spice. 1 teaspoon of chicken spice. 1 teaspoon of barbecue spice. So all this here you're going to add in a separate bowl. Right? Then you're going to drizzle some of the buttermilk batter in the flour mix. Drizzle some of the buttermilk batter in the flour mix. Then you're going to coat the chicken fillet in the flour. Coat the chicken fillet into the flour mix. Then you're going to fry it in hot oil. You're going to fry it in hot oil. Then you're going to assemble the sandwich with lettuce, tomatoes, gherkins, and the peri mayo. For the peri mayo, you're going to add the mayo, your hot sauce, the red chili powder, you're going to add vinegar, and you're going to mix everything together to get your peri mayo. So that is your method for the for the burger. What's this called? The Popeye burger. This is for the Popeye burger. So we're going to go through it quickly again. You're going to have 1 kilo chicken fillet rolled out to make it flat and thin. You're going to need a buttermilk, 1 teaspoon black pepper, 1 teaspoon paprika, 1 teaspoon garlic powder, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon onion powder, 1 teaspoon muchacho spice, 1 teaspoon chicken spice, 1 teaspoon barbecue spice, 1 tablespoon of red ginger garlic masala, or any hot sauce of your choice. All right? The method, you're going to add the above ingredients into a bowl and whisk them all together. Then you're going to add the chicken fillet into, you're going to add the chicken fillets in and allow it to marinate for a few hours. In a separate bowl, you're going to add the 2 cups of flour, the 2 cups of 2 tablespoons of cornstarch, 1 teaspoon black pepper, 1 teaspoon paprika, 1 teaspoon garlic powder, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon onion powder, 1 teaspoon muchacho spice, 1 teaspoon chicken spice, 1 teaspoon barbecue spice. Then you're going to drizzle some of the buttermilk batter in the flour mix. Then you're going to coat the chicken fillet in the flour mix. Then you're going to fry it in hot oil. And then you're going to assemble the sandwich with the lettuce, tomato, gherkins, and peri mayo. Now for the peri mayo, you can add mayo, mayonnaise, then hot sauce, red chili powder, vinegar, and you mix everything well to make your peri mayo. And that was your Popeye recipe. It's just gone 10 minutes to 1 Central African time. We say Jazakallah Khairan to our listeners that sent in your recipes. We say Jazakallah Khairan to Maulana Zaid for coming through this week, today, because I know he got chuti for a couple of days. So we'll give him, we'll make him off for that. You know, he was very busy. Maulana Zaid, very, very busy. Let's see what happened in this day on August 15th. In 1947, India gained independence from Britain with Jawaharlal Nehru as their first prime minister. In 1955, 12 Indian protesters demanding to return to Goa are killed by Portuguese troops. In 1987, corporal punishment was banned in Britain except in independent schools. In 1990, 150 people were killed during violent clashes in a township outside Johannesburg. So that's what happened on the 15th of August in those years. Say Jazakallah Khairan to the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the Midday Show with myself, Dr. Sulaiman Isub, Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1 p.m. Fi amanillah, ma'a salama. If you haven't, please send me the broadcast. Okay, you want the podcast, please send a message. And inshallah, I see some people who are busy and they never get a chance to hear the program. But nonetheless, once the podcast is done, we will send it to you on the Markaz Sahaba WhatsApp. So inshallah, fi amanillah, ma'a salama, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.